The chairman of the Civic Democratic Party, Mirek Topolánek, has found himself in no small amount of trouble over an interview he gave to a gay magazine. It included controversial statements about one Jewish and one homosexual member of the government, as well as the suggestion that the Catholic Church had made idiots of the masses. Mr. Topolánek later apologized, but has come in for some criticism, including from inside his own party. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Mirek Topolánek on Sunday apologized to Christians, to Jews, and to gays for comments he made in a recent interview and photo shoot for the Czech gay magazine Louis. In video footage posted online by the tabloid Blesk, the former prime minister said the Catholic Church had brainwashed people and made idiots of the masses. When asked how he would describe gays, Mr. Topolánek gave a jumbled answer, saying the Minister of Transport, Gustav Slamečka, would fold if things got really tough. He then said Prime Minister Jan Fischer would do the same, because, quote, he is Jewish. A little earlier I discussed the controversy with political analyst Jiří Pehe.
I think that we have to see what Mr. Topolánek said in the context of his previous rather unfortunate statements. He has a history of making really outrageous and sometimes outright stupid comments, especially when he ventures into some historical context. So I am afraid that this is not the first time, and certainly it's not something that is taken out of any context, because there is a context, and that's Mr. Topolánek's personal history of such statements. A politician, certainly a politician in a moderately developed democratic country, should know that certain things, certain words, sentences, or references to certain very sensitive issues simply can be taken out of context, and he should be very careful when he makes such statements.
Mr. Topolánek's apology on Sunday did not succeed in extinguishing the controversy. Senate Chair Přemysl Sobotka, a leading member of the Civic Democrats, has called on his party's leader not to stand in May's elections. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Jan Fischer has said he will keep communication with him to a minimum. Jiří Pehe again.
I think that the statements by Mr. Topolánek may be affected something in Mr. Fischer's mind that is very difficult to excuse. It goes to the roots of his identity, and certainly it's not just the racial or religious slur that Mr. Topolánek used, but also the fact that Mr. Fischer has helped Mr. Topolánek, just like he helped Mr. Paroubek and other Czech politicians, by being willing to lead the government of experts at a time when politicians in the Czech Republic totally failed.
In a little over 2 months, Czechs will vote on the next government. And the controversy surrounding Mirek Topolánek has certainly not helped and may have considerably dampened his party's fortunes.
Thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.